you smile. Life comes so much better when you smile. I thank God for that selection. It was done by Kirk Franklin, Kelly Price, Fantasia, Tyree, and a lot of others. I'm trying to think of this other lady's name on there, but that Johnson girl. But anyway, hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she would give us a word of prayer. And we're going to jump right into this lesson. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection, and good afternoon to everyone. Amen, amen. And I love that selection. I just tell you, Pastor, you really minister to us in song. I thank God for that, as well as the Word of God. The scripture I like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter and 28th verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we come before you thanking you for this day, thanking you for the broadcast of our pastor, the listeners, and those who participate. We thanking you, Father God, because we know that you loved us and you still love us. And Lord, we're just giving you praise today. Father God, we just bringing Sister T to you, and also Brother Sean and Sister Wendy Carter and family. We know, Father God, that you are working things out for their good, Father God. And we're praying, Father God, that your will be done in their lives, that you will strengthen and guide and direct them. And not only them, but us as well, Father God. We ask that you continue, Lord, to open up our hearts and our minds to this word, because your word teaches us and tells us that you'll supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so we have to stand on that word, Father God. Help us to open up our hearts to receive this word. Help us to welcome the Holy Spirit in our lives to guide us and teach us as we continue on this journey. Lord, we just give you praise today. We bind up anything and everything that tried to come up against this broadcast, against our pastor, against the listeners and those who participate, Father God. We're praying for all those who are sick and shut in, Father God. We're praying for those who are bereaved and those who are going through, because we know in your word, you said you will keep thee in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee. And help us, Father God, to smile through the situation and know that you have the victory. Hallelujah. And that we're going to trust in you no matter what's going on. We're going to continue to keep our trust in you. To bless each and every one, Father God, to stand on your word, trust you at your word, and believe that the word is faithful and God's word is true. And Lord, we love you and we thank you. Now open up our hearts and our minds to this word, that we're able to receive the teaching and allow this word to get into our hearts, that we can meditate on it day and night. Bless our pastor in a mighty way, guide and direct him, Father God, as you use him mightily. And be with all of us as we listen and learn and grow in the word of God. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. And I just put myself in agreement with you, Pastor, that all the strongholds to the listeners be broken, all strongholds. And for those that don't know what strongholds are, strongholds, they were able to hold on even through you confessing the Lord, even through you are getting saved. There's some strongholds that's still holding on. That's why they call them strongholds. That's why we have to bind up the strongholds in our lives and prayer to keep strongholds from us. And that's when we have to truly depend on his grace. And I'm in agreement with you that God continue to heal the world and continue to show America that she needs to be out front with everything, with forgiveness, with wisdom. America has a great challenge that lies ahead for her. There's China. They need us. And we just continue to pray for our armed forces. And we continue to pray for our president. And also, let us continue to pray for world leaders as well. I don't know. If I was in everything, just give thanks for this is the will of God. And I just thank God for you, Pastor. I thank God for the listeners. And we're going to jump into the lesson we left off at in Philippians 3. And we read 9 and 10. And we want to go back there as well. I wanted to do a sandwich. Okay. With Evangelist Renee. I think she's gone. But let's do Philippians 3, 9 and 10. You want to read that, Evangelist Sheeran? Evangelist Sheeran, are you able to read today? Are you on mute? Are you hearing me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Yes.
In Philippians 3, 9 and 10, I'll read it out of the King James. You can read it out of the Message Bible. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made comfortable unto his death.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Yes, all the things I once thought were so important are gone from my life, compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master firsthand. Everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant, dog dung. I've dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by him. I didn't want some petty and inferior brand of righteousness that comes from keeping a list of rules when I could get the robust kind that comes from trusting Christ, God's righteousness. I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience his resurrection power by a partner in suffering, and go all the way with him to death itself. Amen.
Amen and amen. I know what happened to Evangelist Sharon. But anyway, what's going on, brothers and sisters? After Paul made that quality decision that no amount of money, and sometimes you have to do a self-evaluation, because that's what he did. He did a self-evaluation, and he come to realize that no amount of money, religion, his friends, family, nobody was going to keep him from the righteousness that God had to offer. See, you got man's righteousness. You got, matter of fact, you got your own righteousness. So, and then you got the righteousness by the law. But that was not the kind of righteousness that Paul saw here. He saw a righteousness, and if you really look at this, and to have a relationship with him, this meant that I had to receive God's approval. See, so when you talk about righteousness, you're talking about God's approval. Now here's what Paul did. God's approval by obeying his laws, it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. He said, I have God's approval through faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This is that approval that comes from God. It has to be based on faith. That to know Christ, faith knows that the power that is coming in our life, coming out of our lives, is what we live in by. And that is the resurrection power.
Yeah. Amen.
He wanted to obtain, and I'm going to say this again, he wanted to obtain the resurrection power. There was something in the resurrection power that would cause you to live. He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. See, it's one thing to know him, but it's another to know the power of his resurrection. The word and is a conjunction. So that I may know him. There's a lot of people know God because they've asked God for things and God has blessed them and all that good thing. But they don't know the power of his resurrection.
Mm.
They're not familiar with the resurrection power. See, the resurrection power comes after the cross.
All right, now. Say that. Say that.
And that becomes your focus. No longer sitting around a dinner table, seeing him breaking bread with the brothers. That's not how you want to know him. You don't want to know him as hanging on the cross. That's a suffering Christ. You don't want to know him like that. You want to
know him
through the resurrection power. And in order to gain that, Paul said, I had to give up everything. There's some friends that may not accept you because you're believing in a higher power. There's some family members that may not understand you because you had to give it all up. That you may gain this knowledge.
Say that.
I just love the way he says that in that verse 10, that I may know. See, he wanted to know him like that. You ought to want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. He said, I was made comfortable until his death. Hallelujah. See, when you crucified the flesh, when the thing that matters to you is the word of God.
Say that. Come on.
Then you you just shift to a whole new dimension. That's to know Christ. It's to know faith. The power that's in him. The power is in his God. See, that's the same power that's going to be in the second death, brothers and sisters. That's why you need to know him now. And don't wait for the second death. The second death, if you understand it, there's no power there. So you need that now. See, because that's where faith is. Faith is right now. And that's why we got to operate in that. But the righteousness that we have is not by keeping a bunch of rules and regulations.
Say that.
Our righteousness is in Christ. So when 2 Corinthians 5:21 become a reality, do you see? So we can legally declare getting our needs met in Philippians 4:19. That's how he was able to say that, because he relied on Christ. Remember 1 Peter 5:7? The pastor, see, Evangelist Sharon, I can't make it back yet. 1 Peter 5:7. Is that what I said? See, this has to be done by faith. And when you do this, you want to read that for us, Pastor?
Okay. 1 Peter 5:7 reads from the King James, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Amen.
See, that has to become a reality. That's done with faith. It's like, okay, Lord, you know what? I'm giving you this problem. So if you're going to give it to him, then you don't worry about it. If you're worrying about it, it's because you haven't given it to him.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask God for rain, I'm going to show you how this works. If you ask God for rain, get your umbrella.
That's right. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
If you ask God for food, go on and spread the table. Don't worry about it. You don't care what the cover look like. You don't care where the finances are coming from. If you ask God for food and your cover can be bare, it doesn't matter to you. Because your faith is in God. It's not in what you can see. It's not in your means. Your faith is in Christ. So listen, brothers and sisters, what I do and what the Bible teaches us to do is this. Put our faith in Christ. So the way you do that, you find a scripture.
All right.
I don't know what your situation, but I can give you a couple situations. Like my righteousness, for instance, I don't have any. So what I do is I go to 2 Corinthians 5:21. I say, oh, he made Christ to be sin for me so I can have his righteousness. So therefore, I'm holding on to his righteousness. When I think about 1 Peter 5:7, I don't care about that. Well, why you don't care? Because I gave it to God. I cast all my cares on him. So he got that now. See?
That's right.
That's what you have to do. Putting faith in that word. And once you grab a scripture, that becomes your substance. Whatever situation is, you grab a scripture, and that's what you're standing on.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I believe some people are there dealing with some dark things in their life. Then you go to Colossians 1:13. Get delivered from the power of darkness. And once you claim that, and you stand on that word. So when the enemy try to tell you, you're in fear. You tell him, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. You know, the enemy wants you to fear. Don't walk in fear, people. You can't do both of them. One is contrary to the other. You either walk in faith or you walk in fear. And the way you keep from walking in fear, you go and find a scripture that fits your situation. Whatever that is.
Amen.
I don't know what your situation is. You know. Just like, for instance, sometimes the enemy will mess with you, and you may feel like, well, you know what? I'm blessed. Then you say, well, you know what? I'm going to go right to the Word of God. So you go to the Word of God, and you go to, like Galatians 3:13-14. You go to Galatians 3:13-14. And it says that you are the heirs to the blessings of Abraham. So if Abraham blessed, and you are heir to that, then you can receive that. Then you start confessing that over your life. And that's what it becomes. You bless going in, bless coming out. Maybe you feel like, you know what, you need a healing. See, a lot of people don't realize you get healed physically, mentally, socially, intellectually, spiritually. You may feel like you need a spiritual healing. Then you go to 1 Peter 2:24. See, you can claim that. By his stripes, I'm healed. So it was his stripes. All the healing you need was in his stripes. When Christ took those 39 stripes, that was for your healing. That was for you to be healed physically, to be healed mentally. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, we are healed from that Adam, that first Adam. God had to heal us from that.
That first
Adam represented the sin nature. So we held on to that. But now that you're in Christ, hallelujah, now that you're in Christ and you're doing a 2 Corinthians 5:7, you're walking with faith, and you're casting down all your vain imagination.
Yes.
And you're walking in this thing. You see? Big difference. Big difference, brother.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so that's what you want to do. You want to walk with faith. And the way you know you're walking with faith, because the Word of God became your substance.
Hallelujah.
Can I just say that one more time? You need substance.
Yes.
You don't need an idea. If I was getting ready to get on the plane today, probably getting ready to get on the plane. Faith will make see yourself having a safe landing. So what you do, you grab a scripture. I don't care what it is. It can be Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. And you can grab Matthew 19. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I mean, come on now. Yeah. I can give you a whole bunch of scriptures, but what happens, me giving them to you don't mean anything. I will fear no evil. So the enemy come on you, that becomes your scripture. That becomes your substance. Psalms 23. Do I need to go there? Do we need to go there, Pastor? Psalm 23.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Psalm 23. So beautiful. I'm going to read it from the King James. And starting with the first verse, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Listen, brothers and sisters, that you could take that scripture and cover so many things that you're dealing with. First of all, when you take this seriously, you say, wait a minute, I'm not directing myself. God is my shepherd. You know, the shepherd leads the sheep. The sheep don't lead the shepherd.
Amen.
And you go ahead on and confess that. You don't have nothing, no needs. You don't need nothing. Tell the enemy, I don't need nothing.
Amen.
I never have no need.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he got me so until he just laid me down where all the blessings is at, the green pastures. See, that's what, you look at the green pasture, you say, whoa, that's blessed right there. I mean, you see something brown and you see something green, and you tell me where you want to lay it. You want to lay on the green or you want to lay on the brown? So if you're laying on the brown, you know you're not blessed. But if you're over there in the green, look what the cow's eating. Look what the sheep eating. They're over there in the green pasture, and they eat and they lay down in the stuff. See?
Yes, yes.
And he leads me beside that water that's still. See? This is 17 personal pronouns here. Yeah, it's personal because he says the I and the my. See, that's what you have to do. You have to make this personal.
Hallelujah.
And you got to know that as a sheep, if he's by running water, that coat, that wool on him will get wet and throw him in the water, and he'll get drowned. So he said, you know what? He leads me beside the still water. I mean, you got to see this, man. He guides me along the path of righteousness. God got me.
Yeah.
And guess what? Yeah. He's doing it all for his namesake.
Amen.
And it looked like it's bad. It looked like I'm going to die. Hey, I'm not even worried. Because though I walk through the valleys and shadows of death, let me tell you what, I'm not fearing anything. I'm going to tell the devil and look him right in his face and tell him I'm not worried. God got me.
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
So I don't have to fear no harm coming to me. I'm not worried about a straight bullet coming my way. It don't have my name on it. Now, if you walk around here worrying about every little thing, you'll be a nervous wreck. You can't worry about every drive-by. You can't worry about every lightning. You can't. That don't have nothing to do with you. Can I just be honest with you? Mm-hmm. Because you see this stuff on the news, turn the TV off, bless God.
All right, now, say that. Mm-hmm.
You got to know who's preparing your table. God prepare your way.
Yeah.
He got you. Anyway,
thank you, Lord.
Remember, you're a spiritual brother and sister, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll see you all. Well, before we go, let me tell you, on Friday, we're going to switch over to our sister station, and I won't be available because I'll be at the doctor, and we'll give you more information tomorrow. I just want to put that for those that are here. It may not be on tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thankful Thursday. If you can, make sure you're on, and you can give thanks to the Lord. We'll be on our sister station, and Pastor give out that information tomorrow. We'll be there Friday and also Sunday. And we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word.